Summary. Hopefully, the case has been made for why and how you should apply the tenets of Stoicism to your life. It is not expected for you to simply take what has been presented here on the mere faith that it can be applied to our modern mind, or that it truly can impart the benefits that it promises. Many great, brave, or simply average people have utilized the very techniques and wisdom condensed here to face adversity and better their lives. Stoicism has, quite understandably, had a great following among military personnel. Marcus Aurelius himself was a well-seasoned campaigner and wrote much of his work in order to maintain his own inner balance when faced with ordering and taking to battle to expand and defend the borders of his realm. The most notable military follower of Stoical philosophy in recent times was U.S. Navy pilot James Stockdale, who was shot down in Vietnam and taken as a prisoner of war. He endured torture, beatings, and being subjected to solitary confinement in a tiny cell and in leg irons. When interviewed about how he survived later, he gave a powerful anecdote that perfectly illustrates the dangers of putting one's faith in things out of their control. The prisoners of war who were constantly optimistic that they would be released soon were the ones who succumbed to heartbreak and despondency, and eventually died when rescue delayed in coming. In his own words, "This is a very important lesson. You must never confuse faith that you will prevail in the end, which you can never afford to lose, with the discipline to confront the most brutal facts of your current reality, whatever they might be." Another recent example who endured inhumane treatment is Rhonda Cornum, who was shot down over Iraq during the Gulf War. She, similarly, was subjected to inhumane treatment, including sexual assault by one of her captors. Despite this maltreatment and abuse, she chose to maintain control by keeping a firm grip on her perception of it. In her own words, "The assault ranks as unpleasant. That's all it ranks." Similarly, we should maintain the same sense of perspective on what happens to us. By no means are the only examples military. Viktor Frankl, a Jewish-Austrian psychologist, was a prisoner in Auschwitz, the most infamous concentration camp during World War II. Despite being in one of the most awfully cruel situations that a human being could ever be in, he chose to maintain control over his own mindset and did not let the situation overwhelm him. To quote him from his book, Man's Search for Meaning, "Everything can be taken from a man but one thing, the last of the human freedoms, to choose one's attitude in any given set of circumstances, to choose one's own way." These are but three examples of people who have chosen to maintain control over what they could while in terrible situations. That they could survive such privations while maintaining their own inner sense of self is a testament to the power of this model of thought. There is quite probably nothing the average human being will ever suffer that will come close, so adopting Stoicism should be very ample in helping us through our walk of life.